Doug, it brings up the speed on the game plan on a day like this, what you do today when it rains.
Well, you know, with I'll have another being as fit and as he's doing so good, we figured the weather forecast is supposed to be nice starting tomorrow through the weekend, so why take him out there? And so like the rest of us, we all like a day off, so we gave the whole barn a day off, and he looks fantastic.
And is there anything in particular you look for when you're walking the shed row with the horse?
Well, yeah, I mean, you would expect good energy, which he has. You know, we needed a lip chain to keep him on the ground, and he was prancing around there. So he's happy, and we'll probably walk him a couple more times throughout the day, because he'll probably be going a little stir crazy without going to the track today. But just thought it was the safest, smartest move to give him all the day off.
And what has he been like when you guys have been getting here to the barn in the morning? What have you been finding?
Finding a clean, almost like a licked up feed tub, which is great. And, you know, he's a really mellow horse in the stall. So just a horse that looks like he had a good night's sleep and his appetite is strong and he looks great.
Pull the hands out. New rags is out. Other horses are out. These guys ducking you?
I don't know. It sounds good. You know, I think it is. You know, 2 weeks coming back, you need a special horse to do it. And I could see where those guys probably want a little bit more time to recover. But fortunately, I'll have another who's recovered super quickly, and he's doing great. So it's still going to be, with Bodie Meister and Graham Motion's horse, it's still going to be a tough race.
You've been here the better part of the week now. Do you have any sort of home field advantage yet since getting here this early, or is it just?
I think we have a little advantage. He's gotten to train over the track now a week, and it definitely hasn't hurt him to be here the time he's been here, and he's nice and settled. All the guys are settled, and you know, it hasn't been a rush job at all, which is nice. So now is all the. Everything kind of builds up and picks up, and media starts coming. The horses and the crew we're all settled, and I think that's a huge help too. So the whole environment around the barn is real light and good.
What are the particular challenges of the short turnaround?
Well, you worry about their energy level and their appetite and their stride and what a race will take out of some horses. It's hard to come back in 2 weeks, but, you know, with the help, we got a great crew here with Tyler Sarin and Thumper keeping him nice and loose after each day of exercise, and he's maintained his stride that he had going into the Derby and that he had back in California. And, you know, so that's my biggest focus, is just try to maintain what he naturally has been given.
What are your impressions of the track, the surface?
How it takes? That's great. The track guy does a great job. It's, you know, like a lot of the Midwest areas, you know, you got to deal with weather. And I haven't met the gentleman yet, but he's done a great job of, you know, when it's rain, he has a seal on it, and it's safe. And as it clears up, he puts a little cushion on there. It dries really quickly, and knock on wood, it's been really nice.
After a day off, do you look for a stronger gallop tomorrow? What are you expecting?
This horse is so classy. I mean, you would think after a day off he might be a little more energetic, but if he is feeling good, we won't fight him. We'll let him do his thing. So it's possible he might have a little faster gallop tomorrow than he did yesterday. But he'll tell the rider, and the rider will let him do his thing.
All right, I got to get this on camera. Tell me the pregame mentality before I make the first pitch tonight.
You know, I'd be lying if I said I haven't been in my hotel room throwing, like, shampoo bottles at pillows. And my biggest thing is just not bouncing it. And the more people say don't bounce it, the more you're like, you're probably going to bounce it. So just trying to stay focused on throwing it straight and strong not embarrassing team. I'll have another.
Do you get to warm up down below, do you think?
Thumper. I'm hopefully he's going to come out and adjust me and stretch my arm and you know, Tyler will do a little massage work, and I should be ready. There should be no excuses for a fastball strike.
Is this all a part of enjoying the moment with you and the people you work with, putting in your time with the horse during the morning and during the day, but enjoying what you're going through?
Big time. I mean, the fact that we all kind of laugh, the fact that we're all getting paid to do something that we absolutely love, is just incredible. And you know, as friends and family come visit at the barn, you could see how they just love the whole environment, and you know, and we're getting paid to be here. So enjoying every minute of it, and who knows if we'll ever be back with a Derby winner. Hopefully we will be, but you know, we're just soaking it all in, and just so blessed to have a brilliant horse like him, and to have him continue to do as great as he's currently doing.
Now, are you here right through? Do you have to go back to California, or are you staying in
Florida? Yeah, I think I'll probably go back to California for a little bit. I get a reminder daily from my wife of, you didn't forget about me and the kids, did you? I'm like, who is this again? I'll definitely go back there for a little bit. But the kids are in school, and you know, it's hard for them to spend much time out here. But we're hoping to run well Saturday. I'll go back to California for a few days and then meet the whole crew in New York, and you know, after next week, hopefully.
Now,